Be authentic. By the term authentic, I just mean to convey you that however you are, just be that way. Just love yourself by being yourself. You are unique. Remember that. Nobody is going to be like you. Even the same is true that you can't be like somebody else, how hard you try. So why not accept yourself for who you are? And for that you have to undergo through the self introspection that who are you in order to love yourself. If you are in a relationship, so you need to know that person before loving them. The same is true for yourself. You have to know about you, that what are your likes, what are your dislikes, and before that you have to go through that deep introspection. By self-introspection, I mean you have to observe yourself. You have to detach yourself from all the thoughts, feelings and emotions which has identified you till now. Just go in a state of flow where your thoughts stops coming, where you confront with the reality, where you are peaceful, then you will know actually who you are. That is the first step towards it. Self-introspection certainly means you have to observe yourself as an outsider. You have to think consciously about each and everything which you are doing. That is it really satisfying your soul? Are you really happy by doing all these things? If not, then find the way to cultivate that. Just think about all the other possible ways that can make you happy. I am not saying in terms of temporary happiness, that is for now you are happy and for the other moment you will be again sad. I am not talking about that, but I am talking about the blissful state which you undergoes when you are in a state of flow. That is the actual pleasure, that is the actual peace which we crave for. It can be anything. If you are engrossed with some sort of art, you can do that. If you are engrossed with some kind of poetry, you enjoy that by being in that state, you can prefer that. It can be anything. It's just that you have to find out which path is for you. Look, everybody has different life. Everybody has different conditioning and everyone has different path along with their different destinies. So don't expect your life to be like somebody else ever. It can't be possible. Your life is what you make it. So try to make your life a better. And for that, you have to know yourself. Without knowing yourself, you can't make your life better. That is the first thing. And by knowing yourself, I mean you have to observe yourself and whenever possible, think consciously by getting out of that habituated mind or subconscious mind which have been programmed since childhood. Just get out from there. Then you will discover a new realm of reality, a new realm of you. And that's the beginning of a new life, of a new journey. Once you discover who you actually are, then every other things will fall into place. Every other thing will make meaning now, which once seemed meaningless. Life is what you make it, and you can make it to the most if you know yourself, what is good for you and what is bad for you, what you actually enjoy and what you don't. And for that you have to understand yourself. It's really ironical that we try to understand others first before understanding ourselves. We never pay that much attention to ourselves, what we really want from the life, from the people, from the relationships. We never pay heed, and we expect from others that they might understand us. But how is it possible if we can't love ourselves, if we can't understand ourselves first? And then how can we expect that from somebody else? That seems really ridiculous. And always remember, everybody has different life, everybody has different lifestyles, everyone has different perspective, and everyone has different journeys. So never expect that you will have the same journey or you will acquire the same destiny until and unless you actually don't want it. Nowadays, people are fascinated by seeing others. Like if somebody is buying a car and he is happy, so we are thinking that if we buy the same car, then we will be happy. But it's not that. Everybody has different preferences. Everybody has different life. And which is good for them may not be good for you. Always remember that.